I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. We return now to our occasional series on the opiate crisis in Vermont. By most accounts, there's a long list of people waiting for treatment. Take the case of Loretta, who's asking that we not use her last name. Loretta says it took her a year and a half to get into the Chittenden Clinic in South Burlington.
Dr. Patty Fisher is walking the halls at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington. Last fall, Fisher was asked to help address the waiting list at the state's busiest hub for opiate addiction treatment. The request came from Governor Peter Shumlin after he visited the hospital and made a plea for doctors to do more.
We were asked by the governor to do more, and they put me into my own little clinic with a nurse and a social worker, and we took 45 patients out of the Chittenden Center.
Fisher already had experience with prescribing buprenorphine, also known as Suboxone. As a physician at a community health center in Burlington, she had treated patients for addiction disorders as part of routine care. Doctors in Vermont can prescribe the drug after they complete 8 hours of training and get a special license. But Fisher says not many other physicians were signing up.
I've heard people say things like, well, we don't want those patients in our waiting rooms, or we don't want to take care of those people. And my response to them has continually been, they're already in your waiting rooms. You're just managing everything except their addiction.
So Fisher set about undoing some of the misconceptions doctors had. For example, that such patients can be too time-consuming or too complicated. In large part, Fisher says, patients are young and healthy and don't have other complex issues to deal with. The distinction is an important one. Fisher estimates that half of the patients currently at the Chittenden Clinic are pretty stable and could be treated elsewhere by physicians like her in a primary care setting. That would open up more slots for people needing more intensive services, people like Loretta, who after a long wait got into the Chittenden Clinic. She now receives buprenorphine and has been working through other issues in her life.
I am now working with a counselor on that because I'm really starting to understand that, you know, the trauma. I'm trying to do, like, mindfulness, like learning how to really identify things so I can just automatically change, you know, that not to make inappropriate decisions. So that's where I'm at right now, and I love it, like learning how to do different things, and I just love it.
There's good news for Loretta and others seeking medication-based treatment. In just the last 6 months, more physicians have become licensed to prescribe buprenorphine in their practices. Again, Dr. Patty Fisher.
The progress has been amazing since we started this in, October last year when the governor came to us. We have 30 providers now that have gotten their DEA waivers to be able to prescribe. They've all agreed to take at least 5 off the bat. So that's 150 patients that weren't previously in our system. And hopefully as people realize it's not as onerous, it's not terrible, it doesn't take a lot of extra time out of their day, that they will be agreeable to taking more patients would certainly be the goal.
A small goal, perhaps, but one that can make a big difference to people in recovery, people like Loretta. She's been going to the Chittenden Clinic for 9 months now, and she's filled with hope.
Everybody's different, but it's not just about taking medication. You have to have support people. You have to have a safe environment. You have to have support people. Go to meetings. I go to AA and NA. That's what I choose to do. They help. When I go to a meeting, I get to see people who are 25 years clean. If they can do it, I can do it. You know, and I see hope. There's hope in those rooms. And that's all I need to see.
For VPR News, I'm Lynn McRae.